First pack of Chala, Mishnah Zayin. We mentioned before there's a certain sheer amount that the dough has to be in order to tithe and Chala. If a person made that dough with the intention of splitting it up and selling it to two different people, so the question is that a reason to say that it's treated as two small doughs and each half doesn't have enough to be chayv and Chala? So, Nachtam Sha'ot is Torah Chala, Chayv and Chala. Mishnah says that if a baker it made a dough which is big enough to be chayv and challah with an intention of selling it to various people, it's still chayv and challah, because as we said before, if you're selling something, then it's even though your primary intent was to sell it, maybe he won't sell it and he'll keep it all for himself and remain all his challah. So therefore it's chayv and challah. Noshim shenoshim lenachtam matzah lenisar. If two women gave a flower to a baker to make from them a yeast dough. In ein b'shalachas mehem kashir b'tur min achalah. The amount that each one gave was less than the shir achalah that's puffed. The idea behind it here is because here it's clear that each one contributed half of the amount and is definitely intending to split it up. And if split it, each one's going to get half, and therefore it's puffed from achalah. So nice like this. If the person makes a big dough, he's planning to make small challahs out of them, it's definitely chayv and challah, even though he plans to split it up. But the fact that he wants to keep them all for himself is good enough. If he's making it with explicit intent to give out to other people, and each one will have less than a shir challah, then he should take challah without a bracha. So in such a case, it's not clear that he's chayv and challah.